Newman's campaign is at a VFW post on Madison's east side. He's getting ready for what he calls a freedom forum.
I said hello here already?
Yeah.
Hi.
As the crowd settles into their seats and Newman starts his stump speech, he's visibly nervous. Newman has no microphone, and the larger reception near the bar is drowning him out. But things quiet down. Newman's crowd assures him they're listening, and he settles into the story of how he got into politics in the early 90s. Newman remembers the mood in the country at the time.
Folks, it's almost like deja vu running for office again. That was the era, folks. The idea and the thought of pessimism in America that somehow our best days were behind us was the environment that we were in at that point in time.
Newman served two terms in Congress before losing a close race for U.S. Senate against Democrat Russ Feingold. He reminds the crowd that his stint in Congress was the last time the federal government actually had a budget surplus and that the national economy was humming. He says he wants to replicate that as Wisconsin's governor using a few basic principles.
Cut taxes, people keep more of their own money, and when they keep more of their own money, they're going to save it or spend it, either of which leads to job growth and economic development in our state and in our country.
Those are the broad themes. When it comes to providing details, Newman's campaign is a paradox. In some ways, he's put more substance on the table than anyone. Newman authored a 210-page book summarizing his platform. The former math teacher can talk your ear off about eliminating education mandates. But on issues like balancing the state budget, Newman has purposely avoided specifics. He wants to cut taxes when the budget is already billions in the hole, but he won't say which programs he'd cut to make up the difference.
It needs to be across the board. It needs to be done department by department. And we've got to put a spending cap in place that we will not spend more than, period.
Newman's economic development proposal offers more details. In his mind, maybe too many for a radio story. Asked how he describes his jobs plan to voters, Newman initially takes a pass.
I tell him, come to my freedom forum so we can explain it because it's a issue that takes more than 30 seconds to describe.
When pressed, Newman explains that his economic plan is really two-pronged. One sets up research triangles that link the University of Wisconsin with private sector businesses. The other would change the way property taxes are collected. People who volunteer would pay no taxes at the end of 2011. In exchange, they'd start making monthly payments in January of 2012. Newman says this would put money in people's pockets and jolt the economy.
Look, we're talking about an $11 billion tax cut, the largest tax cut ever proposed in the history of the state of Wisconsin.
Newman's property tax plan has drawn a lot of criticism, mostly because of how he characterizes it. Critics say calling it a tax cut is a stretch, since all it does is delay someone's taxes if they agree to a payment plan. When asked whether it would be more accurate to describe the proposal as an economic stimulus, Newman doesn't budge.
This is absolutely stimulus to our economy, Mark Newman style, called a tax cut.
Newman has gotten used to holding his ground this campaign. Republican leaders tried to knock him out of the race early so the party could unite behind Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker. Walker himself is now attacking Newman more aggressively. But Newman continues to spend millions of his own wealth on TV ads and is planning a bus tour of 12 cities in just the next couple days. He takes the attention from his opponents as a sign that his message is sinking in and the strategy's working. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.